Have you ever wondered why some objects seem to possess an almost magical pull? Beneath our feet lies a world of crystalline treasures formed over millions of years, each a unique energetic powerhouse waiting to be discovered. Crystal healing isn't just a New Age fad, it's an ancient practice experiencing a modern renaissance, with everyone from Miranda Kerr to Victoria Beckham incorporating these geological wonders into their wellness routines. Karen Fraser's own crystal awakening came during a period of overwhelming stress when she found herself inexplicably drawn to a crystal shop. As she worked with gemstone beads, something remarkable happened. A profound calm descended, mental fog cleared, and she reconnected with forgotten parts of herself. This transformative experience became the foundation for her expertise in crystal healing and the inspiration behind this beginner's guide. Crystals aren't just pretty rocks. They're highly organized structures with unique atomic lattice patterns that create specific vibrational frequencies. This isn't mere mysticism. It's rooted in quantum physics, where everything, including humans, consists of vibrating energy at the subatomic level. When you hold a crystal, you're engaging with an object that maintains a consistent vibrational frequency refined through eons of geological pressure. Your body responds through entrainment, the tendency of one vibrational system to synchronize with another, similar to how your mood shifts when around particularly positive or negative people. The electrical properties of crystals are so reliable, they're used extensively in modern technology. Quartz demonstrates the piezoelectric effect, generating electrical charge under pressure, making it essential in watches and digital circuits. Tourmaline exhibits the pyroelectric effect, generating current when heated or cooled. Silicon crystals form the backbone of computer chips. These aren't mystical claims, but scientific facts that hint at crystals' unique energetic properties. Starting a crystal collection doesn't require massive investment or expertise. Begin with what naturally draws you. Many believe that crystals choose us as much as we choose them, attracting our attention because they resonate with what we energetically need. Whenever possible, purchase crystals in person where you can handle them before buying. 10 versatile workhorse crystals form an excellent foundation. Clear quartz, the master amplifier, smoky quartz, transforms negativity, citrine, promotes prosperity, rose quartz, supports love, amethyst enhances intuition, black tourmaline provides protection, rainbow fluorite deepens communication, carnelian helps with boundaries, hematite offers grounding, and turquoise promotes personal power. Crystals come in various forms, each with different properties. Natural stones generally have more powerful energy, while polished stones offer subtler vibrations. Don't be fooled by trademarked brand names charging premium prices. Azestulite is simply clear quartz, and Atlantis stone is Larimar. Trust your intuition when selecting. A crystal that mysteriously draws your attention may be choosing you based on your current energetic needs. Crystals balance energy flow between body, mind, and spirit. They don't directly heal conditions, they vibrate with specific energies your body entrains with, activating your natural healing processes. Physically, they help with headaches and exhaustion. Mentally and emotionally, they address stress, anxiety, and grief. Spiritually, they enhance connection to higher guidance and compassion. Crystals require regular cleansing as they absorb energies. Effective methods include overnight moonlight exposure, placing them in quartz geodes, using singing bowl sounds, or passing them through sage smoke. Avoid salt or water for sensitive stones like amber or calcite. You can program crystals with intentions by holding them in your dominant hand, visualizing your intention, and imagining it as light entering the crystal. This programming enhances their effectiveness for specific purposes. Crystals have many practical applications. Create elixirs with clean, non-toxic crystals in spring water under sunlight. Place fluorite beneath your work chair to improve focus. Carry carnelian for creativity, or wear rose quartz over your heart for romance. When working with crystal energy, release specific expectations and allow what truly serves your highest good to manifest. While a single crystal holds significant power, combining crystal work with other energy practices creates more profound shifts. Crystal grids arrange multiple stones in sacred geometric patterns to amplify energy toward a specific purpose. These typically include a central focus stone, surrounding amplifier stones, and optional directional stones. Grid shapes carry symbolic meaning. Spirals represent growth, circles symbolize wholeness, and triangles connect body, mind, and spirit. Chakra work pairs naturally with crystals. The seven main chakras along the spine each express a color and specific properties: root, red, safety; sacral, orange, creativity; solar plexus, yellow, confidence; heart, green, love; throat, blue, communication; third eye, indigo, intuition; and crown, violet-white, spiritual connection. Placing matching colored crystals on corresponding body locations helps restore balance to these energy centers. Meditation with crystals enhances focus and amplifies intention. Even 5 minutes daily of sitting with a crystal while repeating an affirmation can create significant shifts. Sound healing complements crystal work, as sound vibrates at frequencies corresponding to different healing energies. Each chakra responds to specific vowel sounds and musical notes, from oo, c for root, to e, b for crown, creating a powerful multisensory experience when combined with crystals. Crystals can address specific life challenges through targeted applications. For abuse recovery, carnelian helps release trauma stored in the sacral chakra, while yellow tiger's eye addresses resulting self-worth issues. With addiction, hematite balances root chakra energy where addiction resides, while amethyst, the sobriety stone, helps particularly with mind-altering substances. For anxiety, amber helps with social situations by visualizing yellow light connecting your solar plexus to others, while sodalite's calming blue energy absorbs anxiety when held. To establish boundaries, yellow kyanite supports the solar plexus chakra, where boundary energy resides, while turquoise jewelry creates an energetic boundary around you when visualized expanding outward. In grief work, Apache tears won't remove grief, but help process it. Sleep with them nearby and carry them with you. Ruby helps heal a deeply wounded heart when held against your heart chakra. For prosperity, citrine, the classic prosperity stone, works well with feng shui principles. Place charged citrine in the prosperity corner of each room. The world of crystal healing offers endless possibilities for exploration and growth. Whether you're drawn to their scientific vibrations, aesthetic beauty, or spiritual energy dimensions, crystals provide a tangible connection to nature's healing potential. Begin your journey with curiosity and openness. Choose crystals that call to you, cleanse them regularly, and experiment with different placements. Notice how your energy shifts when working with different stones, and trust your intuition about what feels right for you. Some people experience immediate physical sensations like tingling or warmth, while others notice subtle changes in mood or energy levels over time. There's no right way to experience crystal energy. Your journey is uniquely yours. In our digitally saturated world, disconnected from natural rhythms, crystals remind us of our fundamental connection to Earth and its ancient wisdom. They bridge the material and spiritual worlds, helping us remember our place within the greater web of life. The next time a shimmering stone catches your eye, consider that it might be calling to something deeper within you, offering exactly the energy you need in this moment.